Cindy Watson is executive director of Jasmine, a community center for gay and transgender young people that also has a health clinic.
Because we just feel like it's so important. These are young people whose lives will be forever impacted by HIV.
The sexually transmitted virus is making a comeback in the city, especially among Black, gay, teens, and young men.
We've known young people who have died in the last 2 years from HIV. And that's because they've not had access to medication, and their lives are so unstable they've not been able to take advantage of that. So it's far from over.
Watson first arrived in Jacksonville in the early 90s as the gay community was reeling from the nationwide AIDS epidemic.
Of course, I'm reminded, and we don't want to go back. And the great thing about today is we have the medical tools to stop this epidemic.
The Dolores Barr Weaver Fund is giving up to $500,000 to support medical care for young people with HIV. And a recent Elton John AIDS Foundation gift will go toward providing AIDS prevention pills known as PrEP. They run up to $1,800 for a one-month supply. Jessica Palumbo, WJCT News.